You may know Maya Lin as the designer of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. You may not know that since 2001, she's been working on 6 interpretive art pieces in the Northwest. They track the Lewis and Clark expedition route alongside the Columbia River. It's called the Confluence Project. The works in the Confluence Project include a boardwalk at Cape Disappointment, where Lewis and Clark ended their expedition. The boardwalk features signs with text from their journals. Maya Lin has been working on the Confluence Project for 14 years. I asked her, what's that like?
It has its stops and starts, and with every project, you focus on one project. So it's, imagine 6 projects taking, normally my projects take 3 years. So 6 times 3 is 18 years, so I'll be ahead of the game by a year if I keep this up.
Maya Lin is weaving together several things to create the projects: the Lewis and Clark journals about their pioneering trip across country, the history of the Columbia River's geology, Native American accounts, and a contemporary environmental perspective. One of the projects is a bird blind in Oregon's Sandy River Delta.
And it takes every single species noted by Lewis and Clark on their travels. And how do we bring it to the present? We go on then to say at the end what environmental status that species is today. And almost a third of those species is threatened, endangered, or extinct.
One Confluence project still under construction is the former site of the Celilo Falls on the Columbia River. It was the oldest continuously inhabited place in the region because of the productive fishery. There are dramatic photos showing Native Americans precariously balanced on rickety-looking platforms built over the falls, hauling leaping salmon into their nets. But the waterfall fell silent on March 10, 1957, when the Dalles Dam closed the river. Within hours, it flooded Celilo Falls. In consultation with Celilo tribal elders, Maya Lin is designing an elevated walkway inspired by traditional fishing platforms.
It's going to start with language that describes the geologic formation of the falls. Then it's going to go into, again, brief excerpts talking about the mythic floods. Basically, is it the Missoula floods? Do we know? But there'll be stories about the great waters, and then you get into the oral history traditions and stories about the falls, as well as Lewis and Clark, their quotes. They barely made it over the falls, and their remarks were that the Native Americans were looking down at them, wondering if they're going to make it over at all. They were probably placing bets.
4 of the 6 works in the Confluence Project are completed at Cape Disappointment, Fort Vancouver, the Sandy River Delta, and in Pasco, Washington. Maya Lin estimates it'll be another 3 years before the final 2 are done.
Each site is different. Each site is unique and yet seen as a whole. Hopefully they reflect back on not just what Lewis and Clark saw and what's happened, but kind of balances between a story about the fish, a story about the people, but maybe it's one story about the river.
Artist Maya Lin, if you're traveling near the Columbia River and you'd like to go to the sites, go online and search for Confluence Project and you'll see a full description.